Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that will actually take you through what it takes to get the government back into the framework of the Constitution and ending the federal tyranny that we're living under. The number to call in is 215-867-8255. Let's just consider today a day of marketing, because there's just, as I mentioned yesterday, there was just so much stuff that kind of went on, and I'm just going to try to do a little bit of catch up on some of these things in a constitutional perspective, or in things that I think have some level of impact or ramifications to our Constitution, how we are living, and the direction we are going. And so with that, let me kind of jump forward into a level of information that I know I've mentioned this before, and I know I have not mentioned this in a long time. And so let me point out the importance of my presentation on reclaimingtherepublic.org. I have a link on my Take Action page. If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, on the right side, I have these little tabs for links. You click on the Take Action tab, it will take you to that page. And if you just scroll down a little bit, you will find a video that is a link to my presentation on YouTube. I actually have the PDFs for that presentation just above that. So if you want to go through the presentation, the PDF document, as well as listening to me at the same time, then there you go. You can actually read, kind of pause and go through all the details. That way, you take away a little bit more than probably the audience would have. But anyway, if you go there and you watch that first 30 minutes, that will give you literally a good, strong foundation on understanding how Republic Review is literally an irrefutable argument. It is our only process that will get the federal government back into compliance. And so I beseech you, I beg you to go watch that video. Just click on that link and ponder the things that I walk through. I literally say I give you the academic argument of why we have to go down this path. And so I will give you marketing today that will help you understand why we have to go down this path. I also feel obligated to let you know that we do have a mechanism that you can financially contribute towards the efforts, not towards anybody's salary, not towards anybody's highfalutin lifestyle. That is not the case. There is no way anybody is involved in any of this, and the money that you will contribute will literally be going towards the work. It will not be going to anybody else that you know can pocket the money and or use it for a individual benefit. It'll actually be paying off whatever all of the costs are. And if you go to the very bottom, I break it down for you so that you understand that this is not about making money. This is about preserving our liberties and as well as our future and our Constitution. And so I just ask that if you were looking for an opportunity to contribute because you're just too busy or there's not an opportunity in your local area to do something, we need your help. This is not just for me. This helps a few other people that are involved in doing this work. So please give it a consideration. Go to GoFundMe and or go to the Reclaiming the Republic website. It's reclaimingtherepublic.org. Right there on the homepage, you can find the link to the GoFundMe page. It'll take you right to our campaign. And by all means, if you want to contribute, so far we've earned $10. We've had a contribution of $10. And so that money is sitting there waiting for us to be able to use. But in all honesty, we need a lot more than that. It costs us about a little less than $2,000 to go out to Wyoming for 3 days. And so we're trying to actually get it. And so we're trying to get it to a point where we have the technology, and because we've got the internet, we know how to do this. We just need to get some pieces and parts and so forth so that we can actually reduce our cost by just sending a small kit so that we can send it out to the Dakotas, send it out to Kansas and other places where people can literally, instead of having me fly there and stay overnight and so forth. And I know there's a lot of great things that can be done in person, but we don't necessarily need to do that. If they've got the technology, we can just link, we can connect, and we can make all the conversations, and we can, you know, avail ourselves for a few hours using either Skype, Zoom, or some other mechanism of conferencing, and literally be able to, you know, communicate and articulate the necessary dialogue so that people can understand the simplicity and what we need to do. And so anyway, again, I beg, beseech, or what have you, if you want to contribute, that's a great way to contribute, especially if you can't, you don't have the time and you're just too busy, but you may have a few dollars that you can support. I mean, some people just throw $20 a month or what have you at, you know, these causes, St. Jude's funds and so forth. I know that it's nice to be able to save lives, but if the lives in our future are going to be constrained into slavery, and we will not have the liberty and our freedom and our sovereignty, then what type of life is that? I know lots of people that would rather die and die fighting that type of government of slavery that is literally around the corner. So let me move on. If you don't want to do the financial contribution, but let's say you do have time, let's say you've got a computer, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will help you get started in helping us, and you can be a part of the solution. If you want to do something more, if you want to get involved in your local county, your state, and so forth, join the Constitution Club. Go to constitutionclub.ning.com and just join. And so you can start getting involved in your local level, meeting other people. And if there's not a lot of people, bring your friends. Get people into that so that people can start communicating. I know there's a learning curve. It's not, there's a lot of stuff there. And Keith Broders has thrown lots of content into that. And so I will just tell you that, you know, there'll be a learning curve for you, but it is worth your time getting involved in that, because you will have access to the scripts and be able to participate in sending emails coming up in January and February out to these states. So go sign up at the Constitution Club at constitutionclub.ning.com. Another way, and I've got a thank you, because I really have noticed a jump in our listeners. I want to thank you for getting involved by tuning in. And I know that by doing so, you are getting exposed to a paradigm that is contrary, or I should say that it is an alternative to something you've ever heard before. I know that if you continue to listen and you continue to communicate to other, hey, you got to check this out. This is not a program that is anybody beating their chest and saying, I told you so. It's not about that. We're about trying to educate, inform, and motivate you into acting. And I want to thank you. Thank you again for listening and tuning in. I will also tell you that there is no sign that the federal government is disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. And what that means is it's up to us. we are going to have to act just like our framers, just like our forefathers did during the Revolutionary War. They had to stand up and they had to take action. I am here to tell you that the good Lord gave us a constitution with all the power necessary that we would do not. I mean, we need to preserve our Second Amendment rights, but we do not need to use the power and force of weaponry and war to take this back. All we need are the state legislators to do their job. They don't need to fire any bullets. We do not need to assemble any armies. We can literally do this if we take our states back and then our states can take our Constitution back. It's really that simple. And this is not GR speaking. This is the framer speaking. This is what they did in 1798. And so with that, let me kind of jump forward and kind of give you a quick highlight of what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about some of the things that have been going on in the news over the past week and a half, as I've really spent the past week and a half doing interviews and different type of content, such as the Christmas manipulation and all of that, to help you kind of understand, you know, where we are. And I really wanted to get you really aware of the fact that there are so many people that are losing their liberties, these kids in sex slave trades, the political prisoners in China. We all need to get active. We all need to get involved because they're coming after everybody's liberty. They start with just a few, and in China, it's hundreds of millions, but that's still a fraction in that society. So with that, we will be back and we'll be talking about some ideas for marketing and motivating you and hopefully getting involved. So we'll be right back after word from these promos. Thank you so much.
Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
I know I've been talking a lot about Google and the social media and the inquisition of Google in front of Congress. I was really disappointed in the fact that they did not go deep enough into Google's responsibilities and their involvement in working with China using their artificial intelligence in monitoring, spying, and doing those type of insidious things. I do believe that Google is not just a bad player. They're an evil player. And that's because the people that are involved in Google are ideologues. Those people, from the top down, I mean, I remember watching an episode where Glenn Beck was talking to these guys, and he said, you know, well, how do you know that you guys are, you know, going to be on the up and up and be honest and everything else? And he goes, it's just because that's our nature. I mean, that's the type of quality of our culture. But obviously, that was a lie. And as I've been telling you, the ends justify the means. That's what Platonists do. They will lie. They will say whatever they need to say to get you to believe in them. But they, deep in their hearts, know better. They are going to do whatever it takes to get us into the place and situations that they believe is best for us, whether we like it or not. And that's why they play the filtering, the manipulation, and everything that they're doing, because it is for our own good. And Google is learning big time. It's almost like Nazi Germany. And I hate to make that leap. But if you understood what what the German scientists did when they were torturing their prisoners, whether it be the Jews or those before, they literally had carte blanche privileges. They learned and knew how long a person could survive on nothing but seawater. They did insidious things to the human body to determine and understand what it could withstand and take on averages and so forth. It is a pretty gruesome thing of what they did, and Google is no better, because what they're doing is creating algorithms in developing artificial intelligence on determining whether you're lying or not. And this type of technology, I told you before, this was being deployed also in Europe. So anyway, I'm not going to just go on and on about social media and these tech giants, but I will tell you that social media is literally going to have to get bent over the barrel. And I believe the states need to step up in taxing these platforms who are obtaining revenues from their states. If via Facebook, people are, I know legislators who actually gave Facebook and other platforms money in helping them do advertising and so forth and marketing. And so in doing that, that means that they've received revenues. Are those platforms reporting those revenues that they have received from that state? So that, because they're obviously functioning and operating in that state, because they were, you know, what good would it do if a legislator gave Facebook money for advertising and that advertising wasn't done within that district, right? I mean, that would be failed marketing and a waste of money. And so there is no doubt in my mind that they were actually operating in that state, whether it be online or what have you. They need to pay their fair share of the taxes on the revenues that they bring in. And I think the legislators need to determine what that percentage is of their revenues. And so, you know, it may get them out of the marketing aspects of being a platform and literally being more of a platform. Who knows? We'll see. But I think the states need to step up. I've talked about this before. The states have the authority in going after corporations and saying, hey, you're operating in our state. You may not be physically here, but you have an online presence and you're operating here. You're taking money from us here and you're doing marketing here. So we consider that operations. And so you need to pay. And so there you go. And as a matter of fact, any of the marketing that they do, that they receive money for, that goes into the people, I mean, they need to start reporting all of that. I think that there's a great opportunity here for states to start, I don't want to say whittling away, but actually getting their pound of flesh out of these bad players that have been able to take advantage for a long time, hiding in that dark web. Anywho. the next step I wanted to take and get into is we know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had broken her ribs, and everybody's going, oh, well, she's out, she's gone. It's almost, you know, almost like breaking a hip at that age, right? Well, no, not necessarily. But I will tell you that if you didn't hear, she had just recently had surgery for cancer. And so the question is, because we don't know, I mean, why haven't we been told what the heck's going on and why her availability has been so so sparse? Well, here's the question. Is Ruth, is she physically and medically fit for duty? In all honesty, can one define good behavior as medically fit? Because bottom line, you can impeach judges based on not the lack of good behavior or the basically bad behavior or what have you. And the question is there an inability to be able to do their basic functions of being present and being able to participate in the process worthy of having her removed from the court? I think so. Here's the problem, and here's the easy solution. Right now, it's not clearly defined. The easy solution is having Congress define it. The big problem is what's coming around the corner. The Democrats are coming in, and they're going to do everything they can to protect her. Everything they can. And so this may be where, you know, Trump will do an EO, and then the Supreme Court will actually slap his hands, be saying that's an unconstitutional EO, just like they did to Barack Obama in his recess appointments and so forth. So anyway, it's interesting that, you know, we're watching the slow whittling down of Ruth's participation and her ability to be there, but we just need to get this done. I mean, why can't she be like Rehnquist and just step up and say, you know, I'm way too old and too fragile to be able to participate in this process anymore. She should retire. Anyway, the other thing that was really interesting while I was out was, out doing these things. And so the Flynn sentencing and Mueller fiasco. Where is the Russian collusion? I mean, we're just continually marching. It's been 2 years now, almost going on 2 years pretty quick. And there is still no hardcore evidence of Russian collusion. I mean, they're way outside the ballpark on what they're doing and the crimes that they're going after. I think it's done. I think the other thing is that the media is really downplaying what the heck's going on with North Korea, and they're moving forward with disarming. I mean, they have to be monitored and they have to be, you know, verified every step of the way. But this is amazing that we're in a position where we're actually seeing a rogue state under China actually kind of wiggling out from their position and saying, okay, we want to unify and we're going down this path of disarming. And I'm going, this is really being underplayed by the media, because remember, it was at the beginning of Trump's, you know, administration in 2017, he was going to push us into war with Korea, especially when the hyperbole started hitting. Anyway, Meng Wanzhou status, what the heck's going on? I mean, it's not like this is being reported that much. And more importantly, why is this company that she's working with, why is this company pushing forward with the 5G network? This is the Internet of Things. And most people look at this. This is a banned network in most states and most nations. But they are moving on, and it's all about spying, and it's all about tracking. And so I'm just telling you that the Chinese are bad players, and the reason why this lady has been detained, Ming has been detained, is because she assisted in bypassing Iranian sanctions, or the sanctions the U.S. had on Iran, in helping them. And so I'm kind of curious, what the heck's going on with the status? It almost seems like this is just going to go away and she's going to be let go. I think that it would be great to actually see Chinese people being held accountable on not trumped up charges like what they're doing with the Canadians and so forth. I'm here to tell you that there needs to be a real message sent to all people, tourists and everybody that wants to travel to some of these hostile nations. China is a hostile nation. They're hostile towards liberty, and they have been doing everything they can to try to intimidate. They do everything they can to try to undermine us. They're an evil and bad player. And I'm not done with China, but when we come back, I will try to close on this, because I'm going to tell you, China has no moral compass, and that is a real problem when you want to be a world leader. And so we will be right back after a word from our sponsors and promos. Thank you.
Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so one of the things, and the reason why I focus a lot on China, because you're not probably getting, and if you are, that is great. If you're getting the news and staying attuned with what the heck China has been doing over the past few decades, from the live organ harvesting and this social credit system and so forth, from Tiananmen Square all the way to today. I mean, what the heck is going on? China as a true autocratic society. I mean, it is a fascist totalitarian state. And this trial with this Chinese human rights lawyer, Wang Quanzhang, is another cruel charade conducted by China. And the fact that they're going after and silencing their critic gives and should give you all the information you need to know that as we go down this path of global communism, and when we discard the Constitution, It is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. The question is, can we get Republic Review in play before they are set up with their political expediencies in setting aside the Constitution? That is the biggest question. We're trying to get the queue set up, and that's why we need your help. That's why I need your help in helping fund some of these costs that we have so that we can get reimbursed and start, you know, going on these next trips and so forth. We want, like I said, we really want to get to a point where we can save our money. But let me get back to China. There is no doubt in my mind that China is not just an evil player. They have been an evil player for decades. And what really bothers me is the fact that they are where they are today because of the U.S., because of Nixon, the technology that we have given them and poured into them. I mean, Clinton gave them also missile guidance technology, top secret information that there was just no way we could have ever given them by any corporation, but our own government has undermined us. Clinton should be dancing at the end of a rope for what he did. As far as I'm concerned, the man deserves a fair trial, but with all the evidence that is there that was bore testimony in front of Congress by Curry and Windturm in 1996 or 97, there's just no doubt in my mind they could have and they should have impeached him over those violations of what he did. He overused his authority and power as the president of the United States and literally undermined the Constitution and undermined. He has a responsibility. The federal government is responsible for our national security, not giving it to our enemies. Anyway. Another thing that has occurred is we've had a couple of kids now die from Jacqueline Kyle McQuinn and Felipe Gomez Alonso. Both have died after they've crossed over the border. And now we're getting to a point where we're going to have to force the Border Patrol to take medical checks on these people that want to be illegal immigrant. They want to come across our border and violate our laws instead of staying safe and going to our embassy and applying for asylum. Everybody has the opportunity to go to our embassy and apply for asylum. Why are they coming here? Better yet, once they got to Mexico and Mexico has allowed them, and they said, yeah, you can stay here on asylum basis, then stay there until you can apply with us. But since you've already got asylum, what are you running for asylum for from Mexico? I mean, is Mexico now threatening you because you had to leave your home country of Guatemala or what have you? No. And that's where the rub is, because I think Mexico could really step up and actually grant these people asylum and let them become Mexican citizens. But the bottom line is, with the Democratic House coming into power this coming month, this next month, this mollycoddling entitlement is only going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. And so I'm going to have lots of things that I'm going to be able to use as marketing to say, what's it going to take, folks? What is it going to take to get you to take action? It's only getting worse. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but Trump actually signed a farm bill that legalized hemp. And why is this important? Because hemp actually provides so many great benefits. One of the things that I know of is hempcrete. If you do the research on hempcrete, this is just for building homes, building businesses or what have you. In using hempcrete and in creating large manufacturing abilities with hempcrete, we could literally get to a point where you could almost, you know how they have these manufactured outbuildings like the general steel buildings and so forth. They'll be able to do it with hempcrete. And instead of having steel buildings where you have all sorts of, what do you want to call that? Conditioning, or I should say, weather protection. What is that? The R factor, where you have insulation from the heat and from the cold. Well, hempcrete actually has a super high R factor to where you can actually build buildings and, you know, not have to worry about insulation. It's all right there. And I'm telling you, if you get into the R68s, R80s, or what have you with hempcrete, when if they keep on innovating and they keep moving in this direction, you'll literally be able to heat and or cool your office or home or what have you with very little energy with that type of insulation. And so I think that this is a great thing, and I believe that America will stop having to buy the billions, the hundreds of billions of dollars worth of hemp from external sources and actually be able to start growing that here. So that's a great thing. The other thing that has been happening, and I talked about it yesterday real quick, but I didn't get into some of the details because our economy has been on the fritz. The Federal Reserve interest hikes have erased literally $5 trillion in market equity, as G. Edward Griffin has stated. And the question I have is, and let's keep this perspective, right? The Constitution. Where in the Constitution did the states delegate to the general government the ability for the general government to manage and manipulate our currency, either by their own volition, by their own ability, and you giving them this power, or abdicating that power to a private entity like the Federal Reserve? First off, they don't have the powers, nor can they abdicate that power to another entity. The fact is that the Federal Reserve doesn't need to be audited. The federal government needs to be audited and say, where did the states give them that power to create that entity, right? I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. The disparity of focus during the ratification debates is stark. The militia conversations and how they talked about the militia's role and what they were going to do and how they were going to be used and so forth and so on. That was so important. And they talked about it a lot because they understood the importance. You would think that if banking was important and if there was going to be any powers of banking delegated to the federal government, they would have been all over that too, because they understood the controlling of finance and the ability to manipulate, because that is how they've been stealing wealth in all sorts of societies. And so the lack of any acceptance within the ratification debates on a national bank, or regarding a national bank, and the fact that there was no delegation in the Constitution for or any evidence whatsoever necessary to assert that national banks were able to be created, the bottom line is the fact that the federal government has been creating national banks is unconstitutional. They may have argued and took it upon themselves and assumed it. Had the states stepped in at that point, they would have been able to squash Hamilton's First Assumption Act, and the states should have done that. But because the states had sent their best and brightest, they didn't know what the heck was going on. But bottom line, the state legislators could put an end to this just like that, because it is not an enumerated power, regardless of whether they got away with Hamilton's doublespeak in convincing people that they can do this by stupid implied powers. No, it's either there or it isn't there. You can't just say, oh, well, because there was this notion and we had this feeling that we could do this, so we did it. What? Anyway, government manipulating money, like I have said, has always been the best mechanism of stealing the wealth from the citizenry. And this has been done in a plethora of societies. Von Mises has pointed this out. Murray Rothbard, there's been a lot of people that have pointed out that this is the mechanism and tool that government loves to use. One of the ways is by changing the amount of silver and or gold in the coinage. They actually start watering down the precious metal, and they keep the gold for themselves, the pure gold for themselves. And so that's how they literally steal the wealth from the people. And so here you go, folks. We are literally in that position where we are going down that path, and we need to shut that down. As you can tell, I'm at a hard break, so I will be right back after word from our sponsors. Thank you so much.
It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so actually I have some good news, something that has actually come out of Texas, because the Texas GOP representative, Louie Gohmert, has introduced legislation, because I've been railing a lot on the, you know, Google, the tech companies, and so forth. And so there has been immunity given them so that you cannot sue them for their biases and so forth. But that was basically because they were providing a platform and all of this. However, it's gotten to a point where, because of these protections, that they have gotten way out of hand, heavy-handed, whatever you want to call it. And so he is actually pushing legislation through that will remove the liability protections, and it will allow lawsuits to be filed against them for their biases. Now, here's an interesting thing. Do you believe that the Democrats will recognize this? Because this will go against them, because the biases that these tech giants have is literally statism. They're Platonists. And in other words, they support the heavy-handed tactics of the Democrats. They support the intolerance that the progressives possess. They're a very intolerant paradigm. They're an intolerant group of ideologues. And so, even though I think this is good, it's, you know, he may want to hold on to it till the next time they actually have that level of control. And I'm not sure if you've heard this before, but there's been other comments throughout the throughout this huge migration of Islam throughout the Western societies. But in Denmark, a prominent imam in a prominent mosque has told his congregation that apostates, adulterers, and anyone who harms a Muslim should be killed. The mosque chairman defended the sermon, saying, "We believe in Islam." This imam went on to say that child rape is a part of their culture. Actually, quoting him, "It's part of our culture," says this Islamic preacher in Denmark. And so the question I have is, when you really start grasping some of the things that they embrace, some of the ideologies that they support and purport and try to institute with Sharia law and so forth, do you really believe the Islamic paradigm is compatible with our constitution and society? Do you really believe with the doctrine of taqiyya, where they can do anything necessary to further their cause by lying, being deceitful, and so forth? And so when they take their oath of citizenship, that they will support and defend the Constitution and then turn right around and do everything they can to undermine it by getting Sharia law and those types of things and supporting those types of efforts? Do you believe that continuing down this path, it's a good thing of allowing them to become U.S. citizens? I'm not here to tell you that we need to, bus them all out of here. But we need to get to a point as a society where we actually recognize, like Greece did, recognize that not all, people that come here are worthy of being citizens because they cannot embrace, they have the inability to understand, to comprehend, to fathom the paradigm, the concepts of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Instead, they embrace ideologies of compulsion, of enslavement, and enforcing people to do their bidding and their will. That's why they have things like demitude. That's why in Islamic states you will find slavery, whether that be sex slaves and those types of things, as a sanctioned part of society. I mean, we have an underground sex slave trade that we're trying to fight and get rid of. But that's not something that is actually being sanctioned and supported by our government. Well, at least one would really hope and pray that that's not happening. It's not happening by the laws. It may be supported by some real evildoers, as we've seen and know of. But if you haven't heard, there were three new congresspersons who refused to sign an oath of office that stated that they would support and defend the Constitution, or whatever their oath of office was. Now, they took the oath, but they refused to sign it. When it was just kind of like a standard protocol, you take the oath and then you sign this piece of paper that you're going to do this. Now, every single congressperson is violating their oath of office because they are doing things that are not supporting the Constitution. They're doing things that support the tyranny and the unconstitutional government that has been created for the past century and a half to almost two centuries. And they don't know it. They're idiots, or they are ignorant to the Constitution. And that bodes really well for some. But bottom line is, I do have a problem with the fact that we're not holding them accountable. And the fact that there's these three new Muslim congresspersons who have refused to sign this oath of office, I have a problem with that. And I hope you do, too. I think that when somebody wants to sidestep their responsibility and not take the oath and the obligation and even this, if you want to call it a perfunctory type of task or a rudimentary task of just signing an oath, come on. That's what the process calls for. As far as I'm concerned, if they refuse to take their oath, if they go down that path, then I would think that whoever would be down in that in that fray with them, whoever seating them, would refuse to seat them and literally send them back to their state and have their governor actually send replacements because of their refusal to do this basic function that the Constitution demands. Article 6 requires that every person serving in public service must take these oaths. And so if they've added to the fact that you have to sign this oath and they refuse to do it, then as far as I'm concerned, they're complacent. Now, another good piece of news that I wanted to share, that coming up in January, hospital prices are about to go public. So you're actually going to be able to go and access your local hospital's costs and make access this information, make comparisons, and who knows, challenge them on why they are charging for certain things. And sometimes there's really good reasons for this. But sometimes there aren't really good reasons for this. And so with that, I think that this is one of those federal oversights. And oh, by the way, this new law requiring them to publish all this information is an added cost. But is it a necessary added cost? I will leave that to you. I think it may be good for the consumer. So maybe it is good. But again, it becomes the onerous burden that government creates on both business and people that it ends up tending with, you know, the good, noble intent ends up actually becoming like tyrannical law and so forth. Now, I'm not sure if you heard this, but I have just heard that Robert Mueller was the one who authorized the scrubbing of vital evidence from Peter Strzok's iPhone and, you know, those texts back and forth. And this has come out of a new Inspector General report. And so the question is, what's going to happen with the fact that Robert Mueller has authorized the destruction of important and vital evidence, in going after Strzok and Page and so forth? What the heck's going to go on? I believe that Congress, because it's going to be the Democrats, it's going to be Spin City, and they're going to do everything they can to obfuscate, you know, these facts. And this needs to bubble up. This needs to keep going. And as a matter of fact, if Congress fails to do their job, then the Justice Department needs to step in and go after Mueller and actually have him subpoenaed in front of, you know, their own investigative team, have the Justice Department go down this path of charging them and trying them and bypassing Congress, because Congress will not do their job because the Democrats are all, again, it is about the ends justify the means, and they're going to do anything and everything they can to ensure that their progress is not thwarted, that they can go forward. My final note, because what I wanted to really do at the very end of this, and what I'm going to do tomorrow, is I will kind of get into the summation of what is it going to take, right? And the argument of why all of these things really help support this concept of Republic Review. But I want to go back onto these candidates and about these new folks that are coming in, these Muslims and what have you. I believe that we need to have these candidates take security clearance investigations before they file. In other words, we need to move the filing date 6 months in advance so that if you have any interest, if you're exploring, if you think you might want to run, you have to actually enter in, because then the FBI will have 6 months time to investigate you to ensure that you do not have any criminal background, you do not have anything that is, you know, that could actually, anything that would prove that you do not have the character that you can be trusted with national secrets, because the greatest responsibility the federal government has is to protect our national secrets and to protect our national security, protecting us people, right? So we need to have these standards, and we need them to actually uphold these. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.